All right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. I'm Mary Preuss. This is Tom Witt. And we have a cast of friends helping us out, Allison and David, here on some tunes. And, of course, the great sound people, Doug and Carol, and their friend up in the sound booth helping us out, Doug and Carol especially. So we are going to do a peppy little concert so we can stay awake. All of you who traveled in from, especially our friends from Minnesota, where it's really like 10:20 right now. So a little slap of the face and a cup of coffee, and off we go. Tom and I are so liturgical in our thinking that we figured we better start even our concert with an affirmation of baptism. So, and because of this nice rain we had today, here's a song from our colleague Brett Hesla, kind of a wild and crazy songwriter from back in Minnesota. And you can sing a couple of fun lines in the midst of this that aren't printed anywhere, so you're just going to have to listen. One of those is... Cascade your spirit upon me. Let's try that. Cascade your spirit upon me. Night blowing. Yeah, it's kind of, this kind of a, I forget what style exactly of song this is, but you'll know as soon as it gets going. And then you can sing, wash me one more time and let my heart be changed. Try that. Wash me one more time and let my heart be changed. All right, are we ready to go?
Just sing Wash Me One More Time. That's the name of the song. Whenever it comes up, sing Wash Me One More Time.
All right.
Is this the tempo?
That's good.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right. Ready? Here I stand at the riverside. Wash me one more time. Here I stand at the riverside.
Cascade your spirit upon me.
Here I stand at Railroad Creek Riverside. Wash me one more time. Wash me one more time. Let my heart
and let my heart be changed.
Nice. As you blessed me so long ago, wash me one more time. As you blessed me so long ago, cascade your spirit upon me. As you blessed me so long ago, wash me one more time, wash me one more time, and let my heart be changed. Pour your justice all over me, wash me one more time. Pour your justice all over me,
cascade your spirit upon me.
Pour your justice all over me, wash me one more time, wash me one more time, and let my heart be changed. Take it, Tom.
Wash me one more time,
font of blessing for everyone.
Cascade your spirit upon me,
font of blessing for everyone. Wash me one more time,
wash me one more time,
and let my heart be changed. The waters of Railroad Creek, but not near the tailings.
Wash me one more time.
From Copper Falls down, but not near the tailings.
Cascade your spirit upon me.
From Lake Chelan down to the Columbia. Wash me one more time.
Wash me one more time.
And let my heart be changed. Wash me now.
Wash me one more time.
And let my heart be changed. Let's do that again.
Wash me one more time.
And let my heart be changed. All right, thanks.
going to do a bunch of different songs. We have no theme whatsoever. That's why it says near and far. It just means we can do anything we want. This is one that comes from far away. Per Harling, some of you know. We sang last week, some of you were here, "You are holy, you are whole, you are all." That's Per Harling. He wrote this song as well. Mary and I are going to sing it for you. It's called "My Heaven," Min Himmel. And the story about this song is Per just interviewed a bunch of children one day and asked them about what their vision of heaven was. And then they came up with a bunch of stuff, and then he wrote a song about it. So we're going to sing "My Heaven," and featuring Allison on the cello.
With birds and with flowers of fragrance, and everyone sings and plays with their wings, and all join a circle of glad dance.
In heaven, everyone is a friend. No one has heard about strangers. The captives are free, the blind now can see, and lame don't join the dance with the angels.
In heaven, the sky is blue all the time, except when it sometimes is raining, with manna and sweets to fill all our needs, and no one expects any paying.
In heaven, the air is bright, nice, and clear, without any dirt or pollution. In order to plan for life, wars are banned. We find that a simple solution.
God's laughter rolls like the thunder. And when there's a feast, then God is the priest who makes the bread feed all who hunger. As they say, learn from the children.
As advertised, you're going to be singing sometimes, and we hope that you will join us. And this one's in your little folder there on the front.
Right there you find a hymn by Marty Haugen, actually I think originally intended as a choir piece, "Neither Death Nor Life Nor Angels Nor Rulers." And we recognize this reading, many of us, from funerals we've been to, but also within our liturgical year, we hear these words, great words of faith and hope from Romans. So here's, we want to all sing, especially the rests in this great refrain, "Neither death nor life." So get those rests in there. Don't forget to make a space for them. Here we go.
Neither death.
Well, one of the treasures I claim in my life is to know a number of fine musicians, including my partner, Tom. So great to make music together. And really wonderful songwriters like Marty Haugen, who we just sang. And some neighbors and friends, part of the group that Tom and I are part of back in Minneapolis, is a group called Bread for the Journey. And we've been together for many years, and we have some beautiful colleagues in that group. One of them is Brett Hesla, whose song we sang right at the beginning, Wash Me One More Time. And we'd like to do another song by Brett, this more contemplative ballad. We're from Minnesota, and up north in Minnesota are the beautiful Boundary Waters. Anybody been there? The Boundary Waters of Minnesota? Quite a few of you. So I hope you get a little reminder of those beautiful waters, which actually Tom and I hiked up to Heart Lake today. And, you know, it's different, but there are some of the similar feeling, at least that kind of feeling of being way, way out there.
Fewer mosquitoes.
Yeah, fewer mosquitoes today. That's correct. Brett wrote this beautiful piece, and we're going to sing May You Rest in Peace as a refrain in this, rest in peace. But will you sing this one line with me? May you rest, may you rest, beautiful. May you rest in peace, may you rest in peace, beautiful. So we're going to sing, rest in peace, rest in peace, may you rest in peace. May you rest in peace. Beautiful. All right, you'll hear it when it comes around, and I'll point you in. May you rest as peaceful and timeless as a lake in the wilderness north of the border. May you rest as peaceful and timeless as a lake, many portages past the familiar. Rest in peace, may you rest in peace. Rest in peace, may you rest in peace. God be the basin that holds you. God be the stars that enfold you. Rays of golden sunlight will warm your shores. Trickle of the snow melt will fill your soul. Rest in peace, may you rest in, may you rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
rest,
you rest in peace.
You gotta hold that part up on your own there. Calm of the evening will soothe the day. Ripples on your surface will die away. Resting in the silence beneath unbounded space, you will be a mirror reflecting God's face.
Rest in peace.
Rest.
May you rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
May you rest in peace.
May you rest in peace. As peaceful and timeless as a lake in the wilderness north of the border. May you rest as peaceful and timeless as a lake, many portages past the familiar.
you.
That one came from close to home, this one again from farther away. This one is in your little sheet there on the third page, I think. Tenemos Esperanza is a song that was written in the 1970s in Argentina. Federico Baguera was a Methodist bishop at that time, and was really a spark to the whole Christian community in the whole country in resisting a dictatorship that took away people's rights and led to an uprising on behalf of democracy. And he's quite well known there. He wrote this song, Tenemos Esperanza, that really tells the story of Christ coming to be one of us. And we invite you to join in this chorus in hope we are forever celebrating. This is the only church song that we know that's a tango. And it wouldn't have occurred to us to have sung a tango in church, but it's quite significant that this is a tango because tango is music of working lower class people in Argentina, and much of their music would never have gotten into the church if it hadn't been for composers like this who took people's music and brought it into the church, much like Martin Luther did. So if anyone knows how to tango, you're welcome to tango during this.
Because Christ came to enter in our journey, because he broke the silence of our sorrow, because he filled the whole world with his glory, he came to light the darkness of tomorrow. Because he came a stranger, poor and lowly, because he lived proclaiming love and healing, because he fed the hopes of hungry people and brought new life to all who would receive it.
In hope we are forever celebrating. With courage in our struggles we are waiting. In trust and reassurance we are claiming. This is our song of freedom for all people. Celebrating with courage in our struggles, we are waiting. In trust and reassurance, we are claiming. This is our song.
Because he drove the merchants from the temple and he declared the evil of their doing. Because he lifted every child and woman and put aside the proud and hateful people. Because he bore a cross for all our sorrow and knew our every weakness and temptation. Because he took the pain of condemnation and then he died for every mortal creature.
In hope we are forever celebrating. With courage in our struggles we are waiting.
In trust and reassurance we are claiming. This is our song of freedom for our people. In hope we are forever celebrating. With courage in our struggles we are waiting. In trust and reassurance we are claiming. This is our song. Because of victory one early morning, when he defeated death and fear and sorrow, because he moved triumphant to the future to bring the reign of God for all tomorrow.
In hope we are forever celebrating, with courage in our struggles we are waiting, in trust and reassurance we are claiming. This is our song of freedom for our people.
In hope we are forever celebrating, with courage in our struggles we are waiting, in trust and reassurance we are claiming. This is our song.
Yes. Amen.
Next, you just don't know what kind of talent you have around here in this village.
Yes, a director who sings and sings in another language and plays percussion all at the same time. It's actually part of the interview process for the director. But welcome, Carol, to join us on this song from Kenya. And
It's not in there anywhere.
No. We're going to just sing this for you. This is called Kwaheri, which in the words translated mean goodbye, dear friend. We will meet again if God wills. And this would be my proposal for what we do at the bus when people leave, for like starting on Monday for us.
We just thought we'd slip that in. Yeah. If you can imagine a kind of a whole community, though, like at the bus, saying this to people. So dancing really would be appropriate on this one, or sort of a whole entire community.
You could
groove.
Just move in your seats. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mary and I sometimes do concerts with Marty Haugen, our colleague and composer of this Hold an Evening Prayer that we did, which is now 23 years old. Does that seem believable? But Marty, in these concerts, we always do a really rousing African piece, and then we have Marty come on and do one of his pieces, and then he always complains that he's putting people to sleep. But Marty's not here, so I'm going to do one of his pieces. So I'll put you to sleep. This is from, Marty's written three musicals based on different gospels. And this one, Unless You Learn, is from the gospel of, or the Song of Mark. And Mary's going to sing one later from another of his musicals. And this is from, based on the text from Mark 10, where the disciples get all upset when children are coming to Jesus and sitting on his lap and he's accepting them in, and they get offended by this. And he says, unless you enter the kingdom as a child, you will not have any chance of entering it. So that's what this song is based on in the musical. And the third verse, you have a part in the third verse, is to come in and sing softly, Jesus loves me, this I know, and Mary will lead you in. Unless you learn to see as a little child, you will never see the reign of God. Let your eyes be open to the holiness in the simple and the small. Come and learn from these little ones. Learn to see with the eyes of faith. And you may see the reign of God in the simplest things of all. Unless you learn to love as a little child, you will never touch the reign of God. Let your heart be open to the holiness in the simple and the small. Oh, welcome these little ones. Will be welcoming me indeed. And you may touch the reign of God in the gentlest touch of all. Unless you learn to live as a little child, you will never know the reign of God. Let your life speak always of the holiness in the simple and the small. Come and learn to be little ones. Learn to serve as the least of all. And you may know the reign of God in the simplest humble call. And you may know the reign of God in the humblest ones of all.
Nice, Tom. You can put him to sleep with the best of them.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful tune of Marty's, isn't it? Just a really... Wow, he's done a lot of that. And continuing on our friends and songwriters many of us know that are treasures in our lives, back to Brett. Brett Hesla is a friend as well as a colleague of mine, and he is a funny, funny songwriter because what he will do is he'll just hear somebody say something, and then like a half hour later, he'll come over to my house and go, try this song, see if you like it. I just heard somebody say these words. And he will write 10 songs in an hour just to sort of practice. And it is really good practice for songwriting, by the way, and he tries to encourage other people to do that as well. So a real egalitarian kind of sense of singing and songwriting. This next one we'd like to do by Brett, called Was Your Heart on Fire? I think it was inspired by several different things. One was Lutherans Concerned had a national meeting that the theme was Hearts on Fire. And so right away Brett thought maybe he could write a kind of a theme song for that. And we did sing this at that conference. But if you see it in your page, you can see that the words are inspired by many different events, people who are inspirations, heroes, and prophets, and our own experiences. And I find this song to be particularly moving in circumstances where we are feeling our hearts burning within us, as we noticed when we were with Sam reading that Luke reading again this last week. I'm going to grab this guitar and see if I can get it kind of back in tune for my own sake. And just listen up and then sing those parts that are in the bold. When you heard the silence broken in the square, tell me, was your heart on fire? When you heard the great dream ringing in the air, tell me, was your heart on fire? Was your heart on fire like mine? Was your gather in the morning to walk the road of peace, we with hearts on fire, we with hearts on fire. When the common fabric was torn before your eyes, tell me, was your tongue on fire? When you watched the truth papered o'er with lies, tell me, was your tongue on fire? Was your tongue on fire like mine? Was your tongue on fire like mine? We gather in the sunshine.
Join with thousands standing side by side.
Tell me, was your soul on fire?
When you knew you'd win what so long was denied,
tell me, was your soul on fire? Was your soul on fire like your soul on fire like mine?
We gather round the table and pass the cup of joy.
when you dreamed a banquet where all could be fed. Tell me, was your heart on fire when you dreamed a city where all had a bed?
Tell me, was your heart
again from Africa, East Africa. We're going to sing a setting of Psalm 136 that we'll sing in Swahili in four parts, and we're going to move a little bit. Are you ready? Anafadhili Zamilele, roughly translated, means God's love and kindness will last forever. So we're going to sing that. Let's learn it. Anafadhili Zamilele. Anafadhili Zamilele. Sounds like this. Anafadhili Zamilele. Let's try that. Anafadhili Zamilele. Listen one more time. Anafadhili Zamilele. Anafadhili Zamilele. I think you got it. Men with lower voices, you sing this. Ana fadili zami lele. Try that. Ana fadili zami. Both parts together. One, two, here we go. Ana fadili zami lele. Altos, any altos here? I know there's some that were in the choir. You do what altos always do. You just sing a little bit below the melody. Ana fadili zami lele. Try that. Ana fadili. All three parts, here we go. Ana fadili zamilele. Any tenors? A couple? No tenors? I'll sing it. Ana fadili zamilele. Ana fadili. All four parts. Ana fadili zamilele. Okay, in this part of Africa, though, everybody sings. It's just the culture to sing, and you sing loudly, whether you feel like you can sing or not. So we're going to sing kind of to the other side of Railroad Creek, about three times as loud. Ready? One, two, here we go. Ana fadili zamilele. We're getting there. Okay, during the verses now, you need to hum on this note four times. Ana. Ana fadili zamilele. Let's make it a little stronger, kind of a combination between a grunt and a hum. So, Ana. Ana fadili zamilele. Okay, we're almost ready. This would never be sung sitting down. So, stand. And just back and forth like this. We're gonna start on this note with our four hums. Ready? Are you ready? One, two, here we go. Hum, hum, hum. Ana,
ana, fadili zamilele. Hum, hum, hum. Ana, fadili
zamilele. Give thanks unto the Lord, for God is ever good. God is the God of gods. God is the Lord of lords. Our God alone does wonders. God made the earth and stars. God made the sun for day and moon and stars for night. God stretched a mighty arm, led Israel out of Egypt. God conquered Pharaoh's army, led Israel through the desert. God frees us from oppression, gives life to every creature. Give thanks unto the Lord, the God of earth and heaven. Anna! Anna!
Yeah.
So we go back to Marty now.
We got just a little too excited. That was it. Oh, brother. Actually, we, you know, of course, we're looking at the theme for Holden Village that you see up here on your, the whole verse is up here. But we're going with sort of the little verse that we see right on the pulpit that's been here for lo these many years. We have this treasure. Marty, in the Feast of Life, his musical rendition of Luke's Gospel, put together this song that you have a little refrain for in your pages. Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. And we'll start out by telling a little story. A rich man had a bumper crop. It filled his barns up to the top. My soul, he said, I have to stop. It's more than I can carry. I know. I'll build more barns, the very best. I'll fill them up, then I'll take my rest. I'll dress up in my finest vest to eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, oh, you foolish man, so lost in all your futile plans, this night your soul returns to me. Where will all your riches be? Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be. What do you gain from all your worry? What you should eat or what to wear? There is no peace in stress or hurry. Do you not know that you are held within God's care? Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be. Look at the ravens high above you. They do not work their whole life through. And yet God feeds them and protects them. So how much more will God protect and care for you? Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. In grace and beauty are they dressed, and yet so soon their bloom is faded. So how much more will those who look to God be blessed?
Where your treasure is,
there your heart shall be.
All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
Do not fear, little flock, for God delights to give you the blessed rain of God. Give your possessions to the needy. Gain a treasure that will not fade. Where your treasure is,
there your heart shall be.
All that you possess will never set you free.
Seek the things at last.
Come
and learn from me. Where your treasure is,
we just have a couple more tunes left, and they're all going to be peppy. Hurrah! Okay, we started out with our tune about heaven by Per Harling.
This is a little bit about heaven. I would call this a modern-day psalm. Mm-hmm. And it's just crying out for something to happen right now. And I think that's what a lot of psalms are sometimes, is people just kind of crying out, saying, something's got to happen now. So this is called Now is the Moment.
And I'll teach it to you real fast, and then you can just keep singing that refrain. To keep my family warm. Don't want a future where God sets things right. I want a neighborhood to walk safe at night. 'Cause we said
now is the moment. Now is the time.
This
very day there is salvation.
Sing it again.
Now is the moment. Now is the time. There is salvation.
Don't want a kingdom. You know I don't want a crown. Till all nations lay their angry weapons down. I don't want a banquet in a heaven above. Till no one is hungry in this world that I love.
Now is the moment. Now is the time. This very day there is salvation.
Now
is the moment. Now is the time. This very day there is salvation.
Don't want a vision of angels robed in white. I want the blind to see the sweet morning light. Don't want a rapture to some paradise. Well, earth is our home. Better see it
Now is the moment, now is the time. This very day there is salvation. Now is the moment, now is the time. This very day there is salvation. Now is the moment, now is the time. This very day there is salvation. Now is the moment, now is the time. This very day there is salvation.
One of the ways we know that is true is peace be with you.
And also with you.
Yes, because we have that peace. And if I said to you, salam alaikum, you would say? That's right, alaikum salam. So let's practice that. I say salam alaikum and you say? That's right. Then you can say that to your neighbors who speak Arabic if they greet you. We're going to sing now from Ghana, and you see this in your pages, but as soon as you learn it, you just want to put that paper down because nobody would be looking at that, that's for sure. So we're going to sing Salam Aleikum Le with just a little le on there to fill up the space. In Ghana, part of the country speaks Arabic, and this is a combination of two different parts of the country, kind of a high life rhythm from one side, and then this Arabic greeting from another side. So a little mixture right there within Ghanaian tradition. We're going to sing like this. Salam aleikum le, salam aleikum le, salam aleikum le, salam aleikum le. Give it a try, any part. Salam aleikum le, salam aleikum le, salam aleikum le. Salam aleikum le. And then we'll sing in English. May peace be in your hearts. May peace be in your homes. May peace be in your land. May peace be in our world. And then we're going to jump right off on world, and we're going to stand up, because once again, we're going to sing a nice big noise like we did before. This time it's going to be ho ya. Let's hear you all do that.
Ho ya!
Oh, you're good. Let's just start. All right, we're ready. We're starting there right in the second half. Salam aleikum.
Ho ya!
Okay, you jump in right there, all right? I'm going to sing salam aleikum and you ho ya. See, because you're going to go ho ya, and then I sing it again, you go ho ya, and then when I sing salam aleikum, the third time you're going to sing, you're going to say ho ya, ho ya, ho ya, ho ya, ho ya. Okay? Ready? Oh yeah. Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Here we go. Salam aleikum. Salam. May peace be in your heart. May peace be in your home. May peace be in your life. May peace be in our. Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Salam aleikum.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Just stay standing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you stay standing, we're going to sing a blessing for you. It's from Cambodia.
We're going to sing it in Khmer. Just Tom and I are going to echo it back and forth. First in Khmer, and then we'll do it in English with you. I lao ni.
I lao ni.
Khnom dong hai ta.
Khnom dong hai ta.
Ne ko chia.
Ne ko chia.
Mnu som na preaput.
Num som na preaput.
Doch ne job.
Doch ne job.
Nom kne jeng to.
Nom kne jeng to.
Bom rar no.
Bom rar no.
Awai chia kaput.
Awai chia kaput.
Now I know.
Now I know.
By God's own grace.
By God's own grace.
All of you.
All of you.
Are the children of God.
Are the children of God.
So with hope.
So with hope.
Go out in peace.
Go out in peace.
Bring.
Bring good news
to all people on earth.
To all people on earth.
Bring good news.
Bring good news
to all people on earth.
To all people on earth.
Amen. Allison and David.